Okay, everyone, we're on the line with Showtime's Al Bernstein. Al's going to be the commentator, one of the commentators on the big Cinco de Mayo weekend show at the MGM Grand, Floyd Mayweather versus Robert Guerrero. Mr. Bernstein, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us here at Pound for Pound today.
Always good to be with you, Bill.
Hey, as I was looking over my notes here, this is actually coming on the 30th anniversary of the night that you broadcast Hagler and Duran.
Well, yeah, it's the same year in any case. So 30th anniversary for me in 1983 was the first major pay-per-view I ever did, and that was the Duran-Hagler fight, as you point out. And now here we are 30 years later and doing the Mayweather-Guerrero fight. So it was kind of interesting to me that, Hagler Duran was the first one, and I felt different feeling back then in 83. I was, only 3 years into my TV career, and that was, an enormous opportunity and also responsibility. So I was hopeful I wouldn't screw it up, so there'd be a few more afterwards. So luckily, here I am 30 years later, and there have been more than a few.
You must have done a good job that night, because here we are 30 years later. Time flies when you're having fun.
Boy, does it ever. It's hard to imagine that was 30 years ago. I think time goes by the blink of an eye. But it was a very exciting time. The 80s were tremendous. And this is kind of interesting because the fact that Floyd Mayweather has come over now and I'm able to do his fights in this next run of fights on Showtime, it's kind of a, an interesting time.
It really is an interesting time. And, the 80s, of course, that was a very special time in boxing. Right now, I would say Floyd Mayweather is a very special boxer in this time. You love him or you hate him, but you can't deny what he does in the ring, and he certainly has proven himself to be worthy of this, pay-per-view week, and that is always one of the tops of the year.
Yeah, he goes along with Manny Pacquiao. Clearly, he's the major cash cow in the sport, and the one person you can bank on to do somewhere between $1.3 million and $1.6 or $1.7 million in terms of pay-per-view numbers. No matter who he's fighting, and in this case, the fight with Robert Guerrero is kind of interesting. I think it's another reason that it's a different name than we've seen fighting the Mayweathers and the Pacquiao's. It's like injects a little different flavor to it. And Robert Guerrero's an interesting fighter who moved up to the welterweight division and twice showed himself to be able to take a welterweight punch against Celso Guyton and also Andre Berto, and fought rough, tough battles with those men and won. And so I think it adds, like I said, a different spice to it, and certainly Mayweather is the straw that stirs this drink. And so it'll be interesting to see. It's a 36-year-old Floyd Mayweather now, so we're approaching a point where, and maybe even his last fight with Cotto, we saw it was a little closer. Cotto won maybe 4 rounds in that fight. Some people think as many as 5. And so we see Floyd Mayweather, who just, he wouldn't be human if he didn't slow down just a little bit. And even though he's still a superb fighter, we may see in these coming fights, in this version of Floyd Mayweather, interestingly, a fighter that actually gives us a little more action in fights because he's not quite as perfect and quite as skilled physically to make all these fights one-sided.
I agree in the fact that Floyd has, slowed down a bit. And sometimes when these athletes, these fighters who are whitewashing everybody, slow down and it gives everybody else just a little bit of a chance, these are some of the fights that end up being the most memorable for these guys, because that's when their true grit comes out and they have to not only perform, but they got to perform on a level over and above what they're used to, and when they prove they can do it, it makes for some fights that go down in history.
Yeah, I agree. It makes it more compelling. And fighters like Mayweather, who, his point is that in fights before, like the Mosley fight where he got hurt badly, very badly, in the one
know, Guerrero, when he first started out and was a featherweight, I really believed in him, and I never, ever thought that he would be fighting at this weight. I knew he was going to move up. And then he had that hiccup with that cut and the controversy that went on there, and then I got a little bit skeptical, and as he was progressing, there just seemed to be something that wasn't sitting right with me. And when he stepped up against Aiden and Berto, I really thought that this was going to be the proving ground where, okay, Guerrero's taken too big of a leap. He's never going to be able to deal with this. And boy, he proved me wrong on all counts, you know.
He
can take a punch. He jumped up these huge weight classes. Not only did he hang in there, but he beat these guys. And not just a little bit, decisively. And to do that against Andre Berto, to me, was, regardless, I mean, that fight was, like you say, I don't know how much of it was Marcus of Queensberry, but that was a fight. And, you know,
well, it was. Yeah, and he took, in both those fights, he took hard welterweight punches, and for a guy that moved up two weight classes, that was, I think, the big thing we were looking for, too. Could he take those welterweight punches? Now, you know, and ultimately, he's been lobbying for the Mayweather fight for a long time. Then he kind of proved his mettle enough to get it, and so it's going to be interesting, you know, and I think everybody is asking themselves, when are we going to see that sign of erosion in Mayweather? It might have surfaced a smidge against Cotto. Cotto fought very well, but the question is, are we seeing any signs of that? And the Guerrero fight will certainly be one where we'll be looking carefully.
I think so, and I think you are going to be you're going to have the greatest seat in the house at what I think is going to be a possible fight of the year. Floyd wants to prove that he can still do it at this age. Guerrero wants to, you know, show it's his time. I don't think that we're going to have a show here that's going to disappoint in any way, shape, or form.
No, I think it'll be a good fight, and of course underneath it, Abner Mares and Ponce de Leon in the co-main event, or not co-main event, but the secondary, second featured fight, should be terrific. Mares stepping up in weight to take on de Leon at 126, and that one to me has the earmarks of an absolute war. So, you know, I think that's a nice extra bit of insurance, if you will, to make sure the evening is interesting.
Well, Abner has predicted that that's going to be the fight of the night, and I can't say that it won't be. It could very well be the night of the fight of the night, even if Guerrero and Mayweather turns out to be spectacular. So, yeah, we got two good fights on the top of that card, no doubt.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I think it's going to be a very exciting evening. And it comes at a time in boxing that, as you know, we've already had two fight of the year candidates, a giant upset in any way, Jason Rigondeaux beating Donaire, and Bernard Hopkins surprising the experts by becoming the oldest man again to win a world title. And upcoming, we have, you know, great fights coming before it and also after it. So this is a special time in boxing.
I hope so, because all that boxing is dead talk that we had over the last couple of years was really starting to grind on me, and I think this is going to be the year that all those naysayers can go back to wherever they came from.
Yeah, well, I agree. I think it's already off to an amazing start, and we've got, you know, great fights coming up. Canelo and Alvarez this weekend is going to be spectacular. Jeff Junior Garcia is certainly an intriguing fight. We've got we talked about the May 4th card. Josecito Lopez and Marcos Maidana coming up. Watch versus Kessler, Butte versus Pascal. I mean, you go right down the list of these excellent fights. And there's no law that says on April 25th that Sergio Martinez won't get at least a test for Murray. So, and remember, in the first four major fights of the year, three out of the four were upsets. Hopkins was an underdog. Alvarado was an underdog, and so was Rigondeaux. And the other underdog, Kovalnikov, came within a couple of punches of upsetting Bradley.
Right. And you got
Dawson. The underdogs aren't going to
you got Dawson and Stevenson, not to be forgotten, also, and I think that's going to be very interesting.
Yes, and so there's a lot of fights that could provide. I mean, my feeling is that by the time we hit July, we'll have 5 or 6 Fight of the Year candidates already by then. I actually think this is going to be the best year. Boxing had some very good years in the last 8 or 9 years. People kind of, you know, last year wasn't as good, but most of the years in the last 8 or 9 years have been good. This one is going to be the best.
I agree. Let me switch
overall when you look at it.
Let me switch gears on you for a second. I got to talk with you in El Paso, Texas, last year when, coincidentally, Abner Morris, who was on this card, was the main event down there against Eric Morrell. And one of the topics during that time was your book was just coming out.
Yes, indeed.
Do you remember that conversation we had? We were so excited about that book. And
I was.
Here we are talking the day before the audio book is coming out.
Yeah, the book 30 Years, 30 Undeniable Truths about boxing, sports, and TV, and it's had a really nice reception as a print and ebook. And now we're only a day away from the book coming out as an audio book, and the book is being produced and distributed by Audible.com. That's AUDIBLE, Audible.com, and that's where fans can go to get a copy of it, and I'm very excited. You know, it was fun doing the audiobook. I narrated, of course. They were trying to get Tom Cruise, but he was unavailable.
Oh, well.
I should have said it would have been funnier if I said they tried to get Larry Merchant, right? But it was a joy doing it, and I'm very happy because the book was, as you know from looking at it, was written in a very conversational way, so it kind of lent itself to me being able to deliver it, and I think people are going to kick out of it. The book has been well received as a print and e-book, so I hope that the audio book will be as well, and for folks that haven't had a chance to look at it, it's a fun, hopefully humorous book that looks back at some of the people and events I've covered over the last 30 years, and for the most part, my goal was just to entertain.
For a lot of us, you have been the voice of boxing over the last generation, so it just suits it perfectly that you're going to be the voice of the book. I wouldn't want to hear any other voice going through those stories. So that is great.
I'm looking forward to the release of it. And it was fun to do. It was a long process. Not long, but an interesting process. I'd never done it before, but it's so I'm very excited about it.
The release date is April 16th for your book. Mm-hmm. And one more time, where the readers and listeners can...
They can go to audible.com, AUDIBLE, audible.com, and if you need to put in the title to search it, 30 Years, 30 Undeniable Truths, we'll do it, and it'll be available, and they did a great job of producing it, and they're the biggest online distributor of audiobooks, so I'm very thrilled to have them involved in it, so. It should be a lot of fun, and I hope fans will get a kick out of this version.
Well, coincidence or not, I was more than thrilled to let everybody know days before your book was going to be coming out. And again, I'm thrilled to be able to tell people before it's coming out, hey, go get the audio book. This is a perfect time to pick up the book right before the big fight. You've been great to us. You've always given pound for pound, you know, your time, and I know you're probably up against the wall right now. So just thank you so much.
No problem. I always enjoy the site, and it's a delight always to talk to you. I appreciate all the times we've had a chance to chat.
Okay, it's going to be crazy in Las Vegas. I'd like to say I'm going to see you, but maybe away from you from across the room, we're going to be pushing and shoving. Thank you so much for your time.
All right. Take care, Bill.
Have a good one.